Divine Office. Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, Lord, true light of light, begotten Son of God Most High, you sent the 12 afar to teach and spread the faith throughout the gave them special gifts and grace, and sent them out the world to win. You bring the gospel's truth to all, its seed to scatter far and wide. Appeased by your apostles' prayer, be gracious to us, Lord, we pray. Smile down on us as we rejoice to celebrate their feast today. By their great merits, keep us safe from every snare of sin and death. Since we preserve in faithful hearts the holy teaching they proclaimed. With face serene, look down on us, correct us with your loving gaze, that we may conquer by your grace the evils that beset our way. All glory be to you, O Lord, beyond the limits of all time, who by your true apostles' words lead us, your children, safely home. Amen.
I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day.
I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day.
God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me.
God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me.
I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith.
I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
They went forth rejoicing because they have been found worthy to suffer insult.
For the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe, and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe, and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. The Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. In faith, let us pray.
Bless your church, O Lord.
You prayed that the faith of Peter would not fail.
Strengthen the faith of your church.
Bless your church, O Lord.
You appeared to Peter after your resurrection, and you appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus.
Strengthen our faith so that we may steadfastly proclaim that you have risen from the dead.
Bless your church, O Lord.
You chose Paul as an apostle to preach your message to the Gentiles.
Make us faithful preachers of your gospel.
Bless your church, O Lord.
You mercifully forgave Peter's denials.
Forgive us all our sins.
Bless your church, O Lord.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, O Lord our God, that we may be sustained by the intercession of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, that as through them you gave your church the foundations of her heavenly office, so through them you may help her to eternal salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.